From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. This has been a light year for tech companies going public, so the tech world was watching as Twilio had its first day of trading yesterday on the New York Stock Exchange, on the ticker as TWLO. Twilio is behind a lot of the communicating we do every day. If you use WhatsApp or Uber, Twilio runs a lot of the messaging software behind those services and more. We went down to the NYSE to take in Twilio's debut. They actually had developers on the trading floor building all sorts of Twilio apps in real time, one that gives you a stock price if you text a phone number, another that actually gets rid of unwanted calls by connecting the call to an automated response straight out of pop culture. Here's developer network head Rob Spector.
We made a number that you can shunt those unwanted calls to and force the telemarketers to hear Hodor from Game of Thrones holding the door on the evil spirits that are coming to mess up your day.
Evil telemarketing spirits and Hodoring aside, the company did very well in its first day. Stock went up 91%. We grabbed the remarkably relaxed Twilio founder and CEO Jeff Lawson for a chat in the middle of it all.
So you've got a lot of customers. The biggest one is WhatsApp. That is a fifth of your revenue last year, something like that?
Yeah.
What happens if they go away?
Yeah, we've got two categories of customers, variable customers and base. And WhatsApp is the largest customer in that variable bucket.
Uh-huh.
But our base customers are really what we're building the business for. Every Twilion gets up every day to build the business around our base customers.
Twilion, is that
Twilions,
what you're saying?
Twilions, yeah.
All right.
Our base customers are the 28,000-plus customers who historically have grown 80% year over year and have just been a really great, solid foundation of growth. And these are companies who are building amazing applications at every one of these companies. And when they embed Twilio, we get to share in their success with our usage-based pricing model.
So you're one of only a couple of tech IPOs this year. Are you going to be urging other companies to get in the pool? The water's fine?
That's their business, I would say. You know, my advice to entrepreneurs is, first and foremost, focus on your customers. And that's the way, if you do that, you have many options. For us, becoming a public company seemed like a good time because we're excited for that next stage of growth.
You talk about something within the company called drawing the owl. What does this mean?
It's one of our values. It's actually an internet meme if you Google that, and it goes like this. At the top it says, how to draw an owl. Step one, draw some circles. Step two, draw the rest of the owl. It's got a fully drawn owl as step two, and this has been like a favorite concept of ours inside of Twilio because it really represents what it means to be a startup, right? You have to figure everything out. That meme has always gone around our company as the answer to common questions, like, someone would send an email, hey, does anyone know how to do X, Y, and Z? And the response would just be, draw the owl, right?
Start doing it and
see. Just do it. Figure it out.
Yeah.
And so that's been kind of a rallying cry for us and became one of our values.
Jeff Lawson, CEO of Twilio, thanks a lot for talking to me.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
By the way, the company did put up all of its IPO day apps and the code behind them at twilio.com/blog. It's Silicon Valley time. Today, my guest is Katie Natopoulos, senior editor at BuzzFeed and co-host of the Internet Explorer podcast. Katie, are you ready to try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I've never been more ready.
Over 1 million views.
The amount of views that the video of the Chewbacca mom laughing got in 5 minutes.
So this is the number of views of tweets that had these Periscope videos embedded in them that were being shot by these two congressmen on the floor of Congress while Democrats were calling for gun control. Did you watch any of this?
I didn't watch it. I was sort of aware of it unfolding. But I think it really speaks to the fact that the thing people want to watch the most is the most boring possible thing. Like literally just Congress people sitting on the floor.
That seems about right. What do you got for me?
72 new things.
72 new things that Amazon is advertising to me because I bought cheap sunglasses last week. I don't know.
72 new things is the number of new emojis added by the Unicode Consortium to the already existing emojis.
This week.
This week.
So what is in there?
There's a black heart. Very,
ooh,
very relevant for, the goths in your audience.
Which one is your favorite so far?
My favorite is, okay, I couldn't believe that for this long there was no duck, right? There are like literally five different versions of chicken, but there was never a duck. And now finally there's a duck.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
But it's over now.
Now there's a duck.
Okay, $13.25 an hour.
I think that that is the before expenses hourly wage of what an Uber driver actually makes in the city of, and this is where I'm not sure what city it's going to be.
So these are from these leaked Uber documents that show that drivers in three major U.S. markets, that's Denver, Houston, and Detroit, made less than an average of $13.25 an hour after expenses.
There's a lot of expenses for driving a car professionally. You know, you have to pay
gum.
For gas, gum, mini water bottles. you know, there's gas, insurance, all those things that like really eat into your cost. And it ends up being, in some places, sort of city by city, it ends up being lower than minimum wage almost.
All right. What do you got for me?
All right. 100 miles an hour.
The speed at which I was driving in my mom's Prius the other day when she yelled at me. It was more like 90, but I got in trouble.
You were driving 90 miles an hour?
It was like, it was totally by mistake. Priuses, they're quiet. This is awkward. Okay, well, what's the real answer?
100 miles an hour is the new speed limit for drones. The FAA just
came out. Week.
Yeah, they just came out with a bunch of regulations for commercial drones. So
also
now,
too fast.
Yeah. Well, I guess in the air, you know, I don't know.
Are you pro-drone or anti-drone?
I have a little drone. What I learned is it's way harder to fly than I thought it was. I've tried to do it, and it gets off the ground for like a foot and then immediately crashes.
Well, Katie, if you ever want someone else to humiliate themselves with you, just let me know.
Okay,
I'd happily do that with you.
Okay.
Katie Natopoulos, she's senior editor at BuzzFeed, also the co-host of the Internet Explorer podcast. Katie, thank you very much for playing this game with me.
Thank you for having me on.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.